Hey, 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 it's me, Shantae Babbling, or Dr. Babbling. I just want to greet you as we cruise into this next episode. I hope that you are able to enjoy everything that I'm sharing with you. I truly appreciate your presence. You can be anywhere in the world than with me. So I do appreciate these times that we spend together, where we're sitting in the quiet, letting your mind just receive and learn and grow. I don't take that for granted. So that's why I take my time to craft what I have in store for you daily. So I hope you appreciate it. You can also find me on Instagram at Dr. Shantae Inspires. And I'm also on Facebook as Shantae Babbling, also Dr. Babbling. Not hard to find. So if you have any input, leave a voicemail through Anchor. Thank you so much and enjoy this episode.
Welcome to 2020. This is our life. Quarantine. 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 Trying to stay in shape, but got to get it together. So just letting you know, be encouraged. You're not by yourself. Overnight, I am a stay-at-home mom, homeschool teacher, cleaner, chauffeur, grocery shopper, and teleworker. All that happened so quickly. So the schools are out indefinitely, and the military is still running. So you guys pray for one another and be good to one another. Hello. So being that we're all going through this COVID-19 quarantine, or I would say it's more of a stand down, because truly, if we were quarantined, we would not be leaving the house. We'd be in bunkers. We'd just be having food in our home, never ever leaving, never ever exiting, right? So we really are blessed to move around. It's just that people need to move around smartly. Pray a lot for those people who are hard-headed and don't do what they're supposed to do. And because even though they're healthy, they still may not be. We don't know enough about this, so my thing is I do cover my mouth when I go out, even though it's uncomfortable. So being that we are in this stand down, that I call it, we have more opportunity to get to know our family members, what they like, what their favorite color is, what they enjoy, all types of things, right? So at this time, I have a very special person with me. And I'm going to ask her questions, and then she's going to answer. And then after I ask questions and she answers, then she will speak freely on what she feels about the COVID-19 crisis. First, I would like to ask our special guest to please say your name.
Hi, my name is Monty.
Monty what?
Bagling Elizabeth. Okay. Elizabeth, Victoria.
Okay, your name is Monty Victoria.
Monty Victoria, Elizabeth Bagley.
Use your big voice, the big voice you always walk around this house with. That's what they need to hear. All right, Monty, so you've been home a lot, and I just want to ask you, as your mom, do you miss your friends?
Yes.
Yeah, why do you miss your friends? What do you miss doing?
I miss playing a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is your favorite game to play?
Well, sometimes...
With your friends?
Sometimes we play tag, and sometimes we hide, and sometimes I hit... Sometimes I'm it, and they hide... And they hide under a rock, and I can see them peeking through them, like this, like they're peeking like this.
They're peeking through?
Yeah, I'm like, I gotcha. I'm like running and trying to get them. And I kind of say a little bit, no more, no more. I don't want to be it anymore.
I gotcha. Okay, and so do you miss your teachers?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you miss your teachers and I know you miss your friends, but what do you like about being able to stay home more? What things do you enjoy with your family?
Like kind of going outside a little bit. We just gonna have a mask on, everybody.
Speak up loudly.
And I like when we kind of like watch Mystery Dog,
You watch Mystery Doug, you watch
Yeah.
movies together.
Yeah, we're gonna do that today, guys. Just for you to know, okay?
So what can young children at home do when they're bored and they miss their friends? What can they encourage their parents to do?
Like to go outside a little bit just with some mask on, everybody. And like kind of like watch Mystery Dog a little bit because my friends need to watch that,
So Mystery Doug, what is Mystery Doug? Maybe the listeners don't know what that is. What can parents do to show their children Mystery Doug, and what is Mystery Doug anyway?
Mystery Dog is It's kind
Well, what does he do? What does he talk about?
He talks about like a lot of things,
Give
like
me an example.
that like what is it like to be a twin, and what's the biggest spider,
Okay, that sounds like social science and social studies. Does he talk about scientific things?
Yes, he
And
does.
okay, and does he talk about it in a way that parents understand only, children only, or parents and children?
Parents and children.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And when I watched that video with you,
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect, but it was only like maybe 4 or 5 minutes. It was super quick and zippy. It was quick and you learned a lot.
Yeah.
And it's something that your teacher wanted you to learn, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to share with you guys a few links that the educators have shared with me. Hopefully you can get some type of access to this via online, and some are even apps. So you would have to try both. Of course, I do not get paid to sponsor any of these, so I'm just sharing this with you in case you have little ones, grandchildren, or your own children. There's something called Reading A to Z, and the app that I saw has a little robot on it. Check again, all of these apps that I share with you through your county, through your educating system to see if there's a free way to get access to this. It's called Reading A to Z, and the app shows like a little robot. And then there's also something called How to Teach a Monster How to Read. And my little Monty, she zippity skips through all of those. She reads through those and loves them because they're little games and they're fun games. There's something that's called Prodigy, and there's math problems there, and it's a game inside of it. Exciting free things are on there. I would encourage you to go to scholastic.com. I would encourage you to check out How to Teach Your Monster to Read. Also, Reading A to Z, also ABC Mouse, also Mystery Doug, who is available online, but I found it much easier to use with Alexa by asking Alexa to go to it on YouTube, because then shoot, we put it on in the house, set the tone. I finally got into the swing. I finally got into a routine, and been suffering with that, so I've been praying about it, and I was able to get everything done education wise with the children by one ish, and then a little bit around two because Monty just was excited about Mystery Dog. There's a lot of ways that we're coping. Try to have patience with your littlest. I mean, you're under 10, you're one digit kids. This is different for them also. They are making adjustments also. Try to love them a little more. Have a little more patience, Let them have quiet time also. Because I know I often talk about purpose, and that purpose is connected to you, but what greater purpose connected to you than your child? So, Monty, thank you for being with me Is there anything else you'd like to say to people and children who are trying to get through this crisis?
Everyone stay safe and stay happy. So bye.
All right. Thank you, Monty, for giving me your time. I appreciate you.
Me too. So.
You do?
Yeah.
Give me a kiss. Now I give you a kiss. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
All right. Here we are. I don't know what day we're in with this quarantine thing, but it's more of a stand down, as I said before, because a true quarantine is bunkers down. You wear what's on your back as far as clothes. You're not leaving. You're not exiting. If you do exit, there'll be people on the outside of your house who gladly help you get back in your house. So I think we throw the term quarantine around very loosely because we're talking about Anne Frank days and true lockdown because of those type of crisis. It's completely different. So one of the benefits of going through this is you get to know more about your children and you get to see, you know, what makes them tick, and you get to see like the three-dimensional sides, the not so simple aspects of their personality, you know, and want to keep your children. I want to keep my kids at 5. I'm good at 5. You know, don't get no older past 5. We could play, have Play-Doh. We could do all this stuff, but they don't stay 5. So I have a special guest with us this evening. And this special guest is very important because I've made some life-changing steps because of this person. So I am going to allow this person to talk to you. I'm going to ask a few questions and then I will let the mystery guest go on and express a little bit more. So just bear with us because I really don't have a very practiced format. I just talk, man. I let people talk. So you could just speak up. Could you say your name for the people?
Hi, I'm Shawnee Monty Serenity Baglane.
Okay.
I am her daughter.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
I'm in quarantine with the number 6 and 16. Are you praying for me yet? If you aren't, it's a good time to start. Okay. So, no, on some serious stuff. I remember when we were getting ready for church, and I'm just getting ready for church. And when the quarantine thing really started happening, when we started really going through this, you seemed a little resistant about going to church, and you're usually one that's up for going. Could you explain why you felt that way during that time?
I felt the coronavirus was being downplayed, and it was worse than what it was, so I wanted to make sure we were staying in a safe environment because we go to a 3,000 people church.
Are we safe to say it's like a mega church?
It is basically a mega church. So we had people from, you know, LA, Thousand Oaks, all around Cali coming to our church.
So, okay, so stop right there. So I'm getting ready, get my makeup together. I'm like, praise the Lord, we're going to pray against the coronas. And there's nothing wrong with praying against it. I'm not even saying nothing like that. But when I was getting ready, this child has a way of, okay, I'm not going to go into it. So when I was getting ready and I was like, okay, you're ready to go. You said mom. And then what else did you say?
Oh, I also said that this stuff spreads quick. And I just wanted to make sure we are all safe as well.
And because of that, what did you say you wanted us to do? What was different from that Sunday that we never did before?
Oh, yeah. I wanted us to just, we could go, but I wanted us to stay in the cafe away from the church, away from where people were greeting, touching hands, you know. I wanted to make sure we were as safe as possible, but still enjoying prayer. Okay.
I forgot to add that this was before the quarantine. I'm telling you right now. Like, I have to pause and say, give children a chance, because a lot of times God will speak through them. And it's hard because sometimes they say things that are off. This, their brain's still developing. They're still learning themselves. But I try to give my children, I'm not always successful at this, but I try to give my children a platform to speak what they have to say to me. Sometimes they have to wait a while. Sometimes they do it right away, but they have opinions. So thank God for that. And they will speak up, and they're not about to just roll over. They are opinionated, and their opinions matter. They're usually educated opinions based on research or based on something they've experienced before or based on something that's happened already. Even if it makes me uncomfortable, I'll be like, okay. But this got my attention. We were not in quarantine yet. And I looked at her with this look like, sit in a cafe. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. We did. We sat in the cafe. So
you brought your wipes?
I was a little bit. We stopped by the store and I got some disinfectant wipes. And I brought those wipes. And I wiped down our table. And we sat and we ate. And one of the men of God came and said, hey, why aren't you in the worship hall? I said one word. I said, yeah, that COVID-19. He said, oh, yeah, I get it. I understand. But then he walked back there with all the kids. And one thing I said, I know my daughter is back there. And we dropped her off. I said, but no hugging, no shaking hands, none of that. She's going to get the word. So, you know, God gave us that unction early. Mm-hmm. I'm still amazed by that. What happened a week later after God put that on your heart to share with me?
Oh, a week later, school was canceled. So that night before school got canceled, I did my hair. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard getting the little swoop down. My hair is curly. So I tied it down and, you know, I was ready to get going for school the next Friday morning. And so I'm up, you know, have clothes on, everything. And then my dad knocks, doo doo. And then he's like, you're staying home. And I'm like, okay. But then later on, I get an email saying that was the last day we were supposed to be at school because they're canceling due to the coronavirus. So that's another unction that we had, like, you know, before everything was publicized.
We kept your sister home that day.
Yeah, that also.
And they canceled afterward. We were on it. God put us on it. God put us on that. I don't want us to, I love the inklings that we're getting, but one thing we got to pray about for folks is folks that get too comfortable. You know, God will give us these things and he'll keep us protected, but that doesn't mean that we're supposed to disregard what authority says. I truly believe in the heart of me. Now, my flesh don't always do the right thing, right? But the heart of me, my spirit always agrees in following guidelines, especially if they keep me safe. There's no harm in following guidelines. So I'm asking for an extra sheet of protection of those who don't follow guidelines unnecessarily. You know, the Surgeon General, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, they are learning about these things as it happens. Come to find out, we should have been covered this whole time. Now, they're not going to come out and say that because we're all learning and finding out. Is that right? So we could critique, we could point, or we could just win this battle on our knees or survive it on our knees in prayer, because our purpose, once you become a parent, your children are a part of your purpose. It's not about accumulating things. It's about teaching your children the right way. And we have a very honest relationship. And that can be hard too, because my daughters have seen the best. They've seen me in the raw. They've seen me all different kind of ways, because they need to know that we're human. And how do we recover? What best way to show is that, one, I'm growing and I'm getting stronger. I'm getting closer and I'm not perfect, but I try my best to follow these things. You know, in Peter, it talks about obeying authority and praying for authority. And in this world, it's hard to not get on the side of criticism and just focus on that. That's easy. All right. So that's one thing. Another thing is a week before a week after that, church was shut down. It was really triggering me to see those people join together. It really did. But church was shut down. God speak to his people. And the church, to me, Shawnee did a good job about, staying online and providing the word online. So that is something that I enjoy. But I'm telling you, man, it's so important to have a personal relationship with God. You love the man of God, but remember, he's a man of God. Love the woman of God, but she is a woman of God. If you're waiting for people like that to tell you how to live your life, we have now been elevated into the times where you better hear from God directly. Better. Okay, so that's really all I wanted to share. So, what are some benefits about being home more that you find?
House is clean. The house is clean. More time for reading, stuff like that. Going outside, getting exercise. Our schedules aren't packed anymore, so also, I don't know about you, but more bonding with family. And for all the fellow teens out there, I know y'all are figuring out how to get your driver's license, how to get out, because I am too. So, but I cherish these years a lot. So, that's all I really gotta say.
So you have a busy schedule though. Don't I mean you're in high school.
Yes.
You're in college. How are you keeping up? Because legit, some kids really need to know how to keep up with a laptop. I mean, how do you stay engaged? How do you continue to care?
Oh, well, okay.
Be honest. This is not a public service announcement. This is real talk as a teen. Do you feel like doing it every day? Do you not feel like doing it? What do you do?
No,
Okay,
I don't
like.
feel like doing any of it every day. But I do, 'cause I want a future, and if you have involved parents that want a future as well, they will help you get up and do it. So that's really all I gotta say. Oh, but things are delayed right now, so it's kind of hard making the schedule when everything's pushed back. But we're all trying our best here.
How you doing with your sleep schedule? Is it getting better?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
It
sleep.
wasn't easy for me. I'm starting to get to bed at a godly hour. Mind going on and on and on. But God's in control. Well, thank you, teenager. Anything else you want to share with the people?
I don't know if any teenagers listen to your podcast, but if you're thinking, I hate it here, just think again and think about the benefits that's coming out of all this. There's always a way we can benefit from this. I know everyone. I hope everyone's gonna be way more sanitary after this. I hope everyone's gonna make the right decisions. And I know this situation will make us cherish the moments when we are outside of our houses being productive. We're gonna take time more seriously. Hopefully depolarization happens. I
Oh,
will.
okay. Now, a lot of my listeners are from all walks of life and all walks of education. What does that mean?
Oh, that means when everyone stops hating each other individually and we realize we have one common enemy, which is the COVID, and people start working together virtually, online, and we stop, taking little things for granted. That's, depolarizing. It's D not getting yourself involved. It's getting involved at all times with people to fight one thing.
Okay. That was just wonderful. I really appreciate you sharing it. I know it can be tough sometimes. I have not forgotten about my teenage years, and I often try and reflect. It's like it's something. It's a lot. It's a lot that you contend with. So my hat goes off to you.
Thank
You're doing a
you.
lot, Mom. So I appreciate you, Shawnee. Sign out. Say bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. That was from my other person. And just find more time with family as much as you can. All right, well, take care, everyone. God bless. Hey everyone, this is Shantae Bagling, also known as Shantae Inspires on Instagram and simply Shantae Bagling on Facebook and Positive Shantification for my Facebook blog. This is a place where you can be yourself, enlighten someone, learn something, and share with us. Now, although life can't be positive every single minute, second, hour of the day, we can take a negative experience and make it real and learn from it. So stay tuned for more episodes. Shantification.